Members, we're going to try this one more time. Today, our pastor is Pastor Wally Swenson. He's from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oklahoma City. He is sponsored today by Representative Thompson. Will members and guests in the gallery please rise for our invocation? Pastor, if you'd lead us in prayer, please.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this great state and for all those who've made Oklahoma their home. We thank you for all those assembled here today who've answered the call to govern. And we pray that those who hold power may come to understand that it is a sacred trust from you to be used for the service of all. We ask that you bless our leaders and give to them your spirit of wisdom as they serve the people of Oklahoma, so that we might all live together in unity, with justice and in peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Representative McPeak, you're recognized to present the nurse of the day. Nursing student. Clerk, read the citation, please.
Whereas each day the Oklahoma House of Representatives invites one of Oklahoma's outstanding student nurses to serve the members as Student Nurse of the Day. And whereas Devin Denton has been selected to serve the Oklahoma House of Representatives as Student Nurse of the Day on Wednesday, May 13, 2009. And whereas the Oklahoma House of Representatives wishes to express its thanks to Devin Denton for service rendered as Student Nurse of the Day. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motion of Representative Jerry McPeak, the Oklahoma House of Representatives extends to Devin Denton sincere congratulations and directs that this citation be presented.
Representative McPeak, you're recognized there at Representative Steele's desk.
Thank you. This is the best he'll ever sound, by the way. We're pleased to have Devin Denton. By the way, Devin Denton is part of the migration we're having from Oklahoma City to our district, Taft, Oklahoma. We're glad to have her there. We ask that she be extended the privilege of the floor today, and awful glad to have her here. Thank you.
Representative Martin, you're recognized for the, I believe this is the nurse of the day. Representative Martin, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's my pleasure, members, to introduce to you Nurse Eileen Grubbs. She has been with us numerous times over the years, but this is her second visit to the Capitol just this session. So if you please grant her the privilege of the floor and make her feel welcome. Thank you.
Representative Kiesel, I believe you also have a nurse of the day today. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Catherine, if you come up. Members, it's real privilege and treat today. We have, I think, three nurses of the day. So I don't know if someone's anticipating us not feeling well or if this is in response to the recent pandemic for swine flu and we need to have more medical... H1N1, excuse me, Representative Hickman. Never have too many nurses. And it's my pleasure to have from Sesauqua, Oklahoma, Catherine White. She's a nurse in Sesauqua and volunteers in our local school district. And we're just real privileged to have her here at the House. Welcome her and extend the privileges to the floor. Thank you.
Representative Thompson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is Tammy Williams. She's also serving as one of our nurses of the day, and we'd appreciate if you give her a nice, warm house welcome.
I'm thrilled she's here, too, Representative Thompson. We have three nurses, and I'm just a little bit nervous. Welcome. Mr. Floor Leader.